Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone having an awesome day. And as always, want to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I have different styles of infallible individuals on the show that has been successful in their businesses or just living out their dreams. It also inspires me to know when I touch or inspire someone who just took my advice and started that ideal dream business. Y'all always tell y'all, you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and provisions. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Y'all know that. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your puzzle, your dream. All right, y'all. Looking for my independent artists to send me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation. Y'all, I had a good time Sunday. Want to tell y'all, had the pleasure of meeting the baddest chick in radio, Miss Fire, y'all, at Street 93.3 Hip Hop Station. Y'all, she plays the latest jams. Y'all, she is hot. Y'all got to check out her show, support her, tweet her. Hey, y'all want to get y'all jams out there? Again, her station is 93.3 Hip Hop Station. That's right here in Houston. Y'all, she is hot. Y'all got to check her out. Also, y'all, want to remind y'all, the Houston Power, it's going to have another tryout coming up. You know what? I'm not going to say that. They just had their last tryout last Saturday. But if you are serious about playing, you think you got what it takes to play with the ladies of rage, you definitely got to hit them up at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com and schedule a private tryout. I might be out there. You might want to hit on me a little bit and see if you got what it takes to hang out with my girls. So definitely stay tuned with that. Again, it's www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Football.com. Training camp starting soon. Also, forgot to send a shout out to my folks at XRQK, Los Angeles, AV News Talk, Airtime America. What's up, y'all, in Los Angeles? Hope y'all are having a good time out there. Last week on the show, had my rapper, my artist, my celebrity chef, my triple OG, hey, and my boo, hey, Coolio bouncing up in here with me. Today on this show, got a true businesswoman, celebrity star, now her new title, an artist. Hail to the queen, rolling with Mama D from Love & Hip Hop to Atlanta. Might be dropping her new single, I Deserve. You know what, I got another surprise for y'all, but before I get to that, to make y'all hang on, no, I'm going to tell y'all now, because some of y'all might hang up. I am dropping my new single, going to be having a single release in November, but I might play it on the show just so y'all can hear. I don't know. I might. But before I get to that, y'all know, got to give you a little dirt, a little gossip, a little reality. Got my girl MJ rolling with me. What's up, MJ?
What's going down?
Get nothing.
Hey,
put it on the table. We got so much gossip to talk about. We got much to talk about. You know what I'm going to tell you? Before we start on our reality, well, not reality shows, what has happened with J.J. Watt? Did you hear something about he was getting engaged or something?
No, I didn't even know he had a girlfriend.
Girl, I hope not, because I was wondering if I was too late or not.
Well, true, I think you might be.
Oh, you think so? Oh, I don't think I'm that old, girl. I can still get in there.
Oh, man, I didn't even know. Like I said, you
never heard it. I really did. I heard it. I don't know. I didn't hear it, like, see it on Yahoo or something, but I did see something about him getting engaged. And I'm like, did he have a girlfriend? I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
Me neither. Well, congratulations, JJ.
I know. No, not congratulations. But anyway, let's get to our dirt gossip and our reality. Okay, I did see a little bit of L.A. Divas. I saw a little bit of them.
Wow.
And I was just flabbergasted with their situations. I didn't know that they did not, they were jobless, basically. They wasn't out in the, well, you know, I should have known because I hadn't seen Golden Brooke do anything, you know, recent, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, Paula J. Parker really surprised me when she said she was homeless.
I know.
Like, wow, Elise Neal. Yeah, I mean, well, I think the last thing I saw with Golden Brooks in it, what was that movie? I cannot think of the name of it. But I was like, wow, these chicks.
The last thing I think I ever seen her in was Girlfriend.
She was in some movie. I cannot think of the name of it, but it's been a while. But evidently, Lisa Wu was in that same movie because she pretty much told her, like, hey, we were in the same movie together, okay? But, yeah, that's an interesting show. I mean,
That is very, very interesting.
Tabs on that one because it's true life of how it is.
Yeah, now that one is heart-touching because that's true reality. That's really true reality right there.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah,
I'm out of Hollywood. Ray J. Five Morgan.
That show, I try to give it a chance every week, but it's getting on my nerves. Like I said, I don't know if it's because they're younger and they just, it's just, it can't be that dumb.
I know.
It's not that crunk all the time, you know?
I like their little cast, though. I'm digging that Fizz. That Fizz is my baby. I was like, Fizz.
Yeah, he the only, like, one that's, like, true with it. I mean, everybody else is, like,
No, he's not, because he's trying to force that girl to raise his son, and that's not cool.
I mean, I guess he's saying if you're going to, you know, move in with us, then, hey,
well, yeah,
it's going to be like
know,
this,
come
and ain't going to be going to go and travel and do stuff. Now, as far as the reservation thing, come on now. Somebody's going to just call a number out of the blue and just
girl.
Say you got reservations.
Yeah.
In Miami, where you had
a... I say, Lord, is she cheating on him? I said, oh, Lord.
But did you
girl,
hear when he said
know,
that she
please.
Put a dude in an apartment in his name for another dude? Did you hear that?
That was a mess. But did you see the dinner that Molly Mall and the mama and no girl had? That was funny.
That was crazy. I mean,
that
seriously,
crazy.
He could not worm his way out of that. I loved it. I was like, yes, you get him. I'm glad she came to her senses and knew that. That girl was not lying. He cheated with her. Come on now.
Serious.
Whatever.
We know he did. What about
that? And then Ray J,
the
I don't know what's going on with him. He got this diva attitude. If I'm you my personal assistant,
I, you know what? Honestly, I agree with him because if you are his assistant and he's paying you and she was at an event with Ray J, she shouldn't have been doing no red carpet interviews. Now, I agree with
him.
Well,
did he allow it? I mean,
the way he acted like he didn't know anything. So that's what I'm wondering, if he even knew. Did he even know what was going on?
You won't know. You know, things been edited so much, I thought he knew about it.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But what show was really funny to me was that Tiny and, what's her name, Shakira?
I don't even know her name.
The Weed Bus.
That was
a hot, stanky mess. They are a mess together, girl. And then poor little Tiny dropped their bus. That is, their little show is really cute. I like that. I really, really, really like their little show.
What
I think
day?
That
Come
is
on,
so
Monday.
Cute. It comes on Monday. It comes on after the T.I.
I catch stuff the next day because, you know, Monday Night Football got me. So.
Okay. Yeah, you see, I'll text him.
But we'll go back to Love and Hip Hop. Did you hear about Omarion and the girl broke up because they thought he wanted a paternity test or something like that?
No.
Yes. They said the baby was Mexican, and I guess her ex-boyfriend was Mexican. So now they want, well, Mama is saying, hey, you need to get a paternity test. Omarion's saying, hey, you get a paternity test. She said, I'm not getting a paternity test. So I guess they broke up. Taking a break from each other.
No.
He's a cutie pie.
They make such a cute little couple.
He's a cutie pie. The baby's real cute.
Oh, I'm about to check that baby out.
He's
well, girl, what about Drumline? A new beat coming out, so I guess this is going to be a whole new punchline.
It has to. I'm sorry.
I don't think
can ever top the first, and that's just like Stump the Yard.
Oh, no.
Whoever tops first Stump the Yard. I mean, that's when I fell in love with Columbus Short, is Stump the Yard. So,
oh,
I mean, no. It was
just like that.
This one, I'll watch it because it's Drumline, but it ain't going to be the same.
Yo, infatuation with Lorenzo Tate.
Lorenzo Tate. Hey.
Girl.
Hey,
well, I keep calling him Lorenzo. I give him Lorenzo, not Lorenzo.
But he's
what
not,
is Lorenzo?
He's Lorenzo.
Okay.
That's
I
my
know
boo.
That's your man. I know that's your boo. I already know. Well, all right, MJ. Thank you for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. You know, we got to give you up just a little bit of dirt and a little bit of gossip and a little reality. You know, we messing. We like that kind of stuff, y'all. Going to give you your blast from the past. And before I do that, going to drop Mama D's jam. I deserve it. Again, I'm going to roll with the bounce from the ounces. Going to get y'all blast in the past, and I'm going to have Mama D up in here. So don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
I thought a mother's kind of love was supposed to be from heaven above. The day you left this world, much to my surprise, the love I wanted from you inside, you denied, and you're the reason why you dedicate my life. You came into my life, gave me love from above.
Makes me wanna sing.
Doesn't matter what they say, 'cause you stayed. And all that we've been through, your love has brought us through. It doesn't matter what they say, 'cause she stays. I deserve to be. Recognize that you gave me your love, all the love we shared. I dedicate, appreciate you every way, 'cause every day you stay. I deserve to be loved.
don't matter whether you're woman, man, or child. It doesn't matter whether you're straight or gay. We're all God's creatures. I deserve.
All right. We got blast from the past.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Ready? I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Roll it with my girl, reality star. Now on her bucket list, she is an artist who dropped a new single, I Deserve. Hail to the queen. Got Mama D rolling with me today. What's up, Mama D?
Hi, Houston, Texas.
What's up? We've been missing you, girl. What you been up to since the show?
Oh, I've just been busy. I'm on the Ricky Smiley comedy tour. Well, he actually renamed it Laughing Out Loud, But I Deserve Tour.
Oh, that's good. Well, how is the song doing? Tell me how the song been doing.
It's doing great on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Okay.
I have, as I said before, I'm on his tour. I'll be at the Atlanta Civic Center on the 18th.
Okay.
Be closing out his show. I'm the finale. And I'll be in the Birmingham Classic on the 23rd. So, you know, it's just everything. You know, just everywhere, and a lot of things are just really kicking off for me. It's a blessing. You know, at the end of the day, it's a blessing.
I am so proud of you. You really, I'm telling you, inspire me so much, girl. I love that. I love that about you. So tell me, what was your inspiration behind this new song, this single?
Yes, you know, a lot of people come on my Twitter, and they say, well, Mama D needs to mind her own business as her son grow up. What they don't know is that me and my brother Mark were physically abused by my stepfather, and my mother allowed it.
Okay.
And even in her death, she disinherited me. So when you hear the opening of the song and I say, I thought a mother's kind of love was supposed to be sent, heaven above, the day you left this world, much to my surprise, the love I wanted from you. Inside, you denied. But guess what, Mama? But you're the reason why I dedicate my life to my kids.
I know that's
I
right.
I deserve to be loved.
That's right, and everybody do. Well, what other projects are you working on? I know the book is coming out soon, My Life.
But the book, you know, I was going to put it out about a couple of months ago.
Okay.
But I found out that Better Publishing, this girl Monique was a fraud. She even sent me a barcode. I couldn't even trace my money.
Oh.
Oh, come find she's been locked up 13 times. Grand theft auto, just lies and stealing people's identity. So I'm like, okay, because she's trying to get me, so I shut her down.
Girl, I know that. I know that's right.
Mona got a publishing company. Mona Scott Young.
Okay.
I'm going to let her write it, so on fourth season, you'll see that.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. I'm going to get ready to launch the Queen Collection.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Bringing back the grown and sexy bags. Showing the ladies that you don't have to show skin to get in.
Okay.
It's okay to show your curves.
That's right.
If you're insecure about your body shape, then get in the gym.
That's right.
Like I tell people, they ask me, well, I'm 51 years old. I don't eat a bread, sweet, pork, or beef. So, you know, even when I'm not exercising, I'm eating the right thing.
Okay.
So, you know, you have to, and they ask me, what is my inspiration? What is my inspiration is to live longer and see my grandkids
that's
and graduate
right.
from high school. If God can bless me with that, I'm good.
Yes, ma'am. I know that.
I've done it.
Well, when are you coming to Houston? When are you coming to Houston?
Oh, when the promoter brings the queen out there to turn up.
Girl, yes, please come to Houston and turn up. We're going to get you out here. Now, you know, I want to know a little bit of gossip. Whatever you can say, just say what you can't. That's fine. I want to know a little bit about the reunion show. I saw your reaction, and all I want to know is just like, what was going through your mind? Because, you know, you was a subtle one on the stage.
I was what now?
The subtle one. You know, by you being positive.
You know, at one point when Erica Pinkett,
Mm-hmm. Practically
were going back and forth, and mm-hmm. then with the mess with the lie detector test, the scrappy dunny.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Erica, I was floored with that because in my head, what was going on in my head, ladies and gentlemen, you really want to know the truth because I'm going to say it. I don't care. I said, well, damn, I got to watch Scrappy mouth out and reintroduce his behind to Gerber because he done been tired.
That is a mess.
I love to hear you say
about his scrapping his eggs in the basket. Oh, I love to hear you say that'd be funny.
Yes, you know, the world, and there's still so many eggs in the basket.
That's right.
There's 12 to a dozen, and there's 24 to a family pack, okay? So y'all do the math and say, mama lying, okay? Yes. Anything I say is true. It's just how I bring it out.
That's a mess. Well, I know I love your positive role this season on the show and how you have been more down to earth, even with Scrappy and his eggs in his basket. Can you tell us what's going to be popping on next season? Or I'm sure you're going to still be there next season, right?
You have to see the first of the year, like February, March. But
okay.
At the end of the day, Mama D ain't going nowhere.
That's all I want to know. Just want to make sure you ain't going nowhere.
At the reunion,
okay.
You know, I was kind of disappointed in Dr. Lane. But I will say this. Now, this, you know, I want to appeal to every woman. It's not about being a black woman, Asian, Hispanic. It doesn't matter.
Yes, ma'am.
Women, we love hard. And it's okay on your level of love. Ain't nobody fault you. Ain't nobody pointing fingers.
That's right.
Let me say this. With all the realness that goes on with Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and ain't nobody beat us yet.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's one thing.
I'd like to ask your listeners, all the women, how would you feel if you were married or you lived with your significant other, and you found out that your best friend is hooked up with another beautiful lady, but this lady comes to your house.
Mm-hmm.
So now your husband ain't telling you, or your significant other ain't telling you, they don't sit up with this other person. And then Benzino, he didn't know until it can't play it out. But Benzino was more forgiving and saying, okay, it happened, we weren't together, so I ain't gonna judge you on it.
Right. That's
it
true.
It was a slap in the face for Jocelyn.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do not agree upon the level.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, very good. The level of balance.
Mm-hmm.
But I had, you know, Jocelyn, I understand it. Because when a woman sit around cross her legs and say, oh, Jocelyn, and point fingers, no, women, y'all behinds to get mad too. Let a woman walk in your house that your man done slept with and don't say nothing, you find out later. Don't play. You know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't getting banned, because I don't play the home.
That's right.
At the end of the day, every last one of us, if you in your heart of hearts, say you wouldn't feel offended.
Yep, I would. I definitely
fact,
would.
Somebody's going to pay the price.
That's
now,
right.
Like I said, I don't agree to the level of the violence, but I agree how she felt.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. No, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
And I agree.
You're anybody go against that grain, you less than a woman,
that's
and you're
true.
Not being real. And mm-hmm. when you're not being real, you will not be allowed in the palace.
That's right. I know that's right, girl. Say it. Preach it. Preach it. But, you know, I wanted to ask you, of course, since you can't really talk about next season, that's fine, as long as you're there. But I just want to know, tell the listeners again what, not only what inspires you, but if they want to get their feet wet, they want to, like, follow your footsteps, they want to get into the music industry, and they're over 40, you know, and they, you know,
I'm 51.
That's right. What words of wisdom?
People. And this goes to women, men. It doesn't matter as long as you live.
Mm-hmm.
Every day that you open up your eyes is a day that you can change your destiny.
That's right.
All you have to do is want it.
That's right.
And the music industry is a doggy dog. They're full of liars. There's promises, broken promises. But guess what? If you keep striving, surround yourself around positive people. Don't take care of people. Surround yourself around them. In other words, everybody want to catch you to the plane that's flying high. But be careful because some of them weight will bring you down.
Okay, that's true.
And that's from a mature woman.
That's right. That's
be
right.
Be careful who you choose, who you hang around.
Mm-hmm.
Because the life you save may be your home.
That's right. You got to have positive people around you. That's my most important thing.
Another
you
thing
know.
I would tell young people or anybody, anytime people are around you just because of who you are,
mm-hmm.
be careful.
Oh, that's true.
Beware of the pat on the back.
Mm-hmm.
This might hold you back. Jealousy and envy is a powerful, strong demon.
You are so right.
It lurks on the far faces of the world, and it swoops us in and gathers us, and then it picks us out just as you were a piece of paper.
Ma'am, you are so right. You are definitely right about that. Well, I know your time is valuable, and I want to thank you for taking the time to call this show today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Again, that was my girl, Mama D. Y'all, we definitely got to support her. Y'all, make sure y'all go to SoundCloud. Go to iTunes, download her music. Let's support her on this.
All right, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed the interview. I know y'all did. I know y'all did. Next week on the show, gonna have an artist right out of South Africa. He's definitely gonna be rolling with me, telling me his story, how he got into the music industry. And the week after that, got preachers of L.A., God pastor, well, no, Bishop Ron Gilson, y'all. He going to be definitely up in here with me. So I got him calling finally. So y'all definitely got to check out that interview. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. If you got any ideas you want to share, any stories you want to share, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. But again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation. And again, I'm telling y'all once more, if you got what it takes to hang out with my girls of rage, you want to play with the Houston Power Football Team, hit them up at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Email them, let them know you're serious about playing, and you can get a private tryout. But y'all got to hurry up because training camp is starting soon. So y'all want serious about it, do it. Quick, quick, quick. And again, I want to send a shout-out to my girl, again, Fire, with Street 93.3. Y'all, she the baddest chick in radio. So y'all make sure y'all check out their station, again, Street 93.3. And see y'all next week. I'm out of here.
Lego. That piff, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt your nigga cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt your nigga cause you like work.
You, YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Reels, all you claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the hall, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth more.